Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jetyon, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup of the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee, Hugo, and Spider-Man. On air now as Shaheen Jetyon takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose with his gentle intensity touch. Unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Real hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celebrity show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jetyon and his guests today.
All right. So once again, I'm super excited to be with you today. Today, I want to talk a little bit about perfectionism and then invite in our guest for some powerful Tai Chi concepts. So I'll start with a little line that I made a note about. Perfectionism is a sham and a self-attack. It's dressed up as a high standard. It's the ego masquerading as noble. It's fear and unworthiness fronting as something heroic. It's a personal hell that teases you with promises that are never met. Every time you let go of a must, a should, a condition, or a rule, you step closer to perfect. You step closer to perfect unconditional happiness. Every time you let go of your own perfect plan, you make space for something greater. Which you control, you ruin. And I've talked about this before. And so I wanted to start the day with that that breakthrough message, really, because when we make that breakthrough in terms of perfectionism, that's the beginning of creation. It's the beginning of really your talents coming into the air. And if you notice, unreasonable happiness is so natural to infants. They smile for no reason, laugh for fun, and play for just for anything. And so unreasonable happiness is also natural to your unconditioned self. Unreasonable happiness is also natural to your unconditioned self. And so many of you who call me and share with me from my book, Divine Prescription for Life, and you talk about a variety of different sections, readings, audio meditations that goes along with it that you've listened to. I always have this conversation with you about how, what's the opposite of perfect? And we always say the opposite of perfect is human. So let's take a deep breath. Let's take actually five deep breaths. Deep breath in all the way down to your belly and then wiggle your toes. And with each breath, close your eyes and open your eyes on your inhale or exhale, however you do it, it's fine. Let's do that for a minute, and then we'll start the show, and then we'll invite our Tai Chi concepts for finding your natural self with Javier. Let's do that now. Five deep breaths.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to this show.
Good. Okay, so getting ready to come back and just settle in, getting ready for our amazing show with Javier. Kabir is going to be teaching today Tai Chi concepts for finding your natural self. Why is Tai Chi gaining notoriety today? How is it different from yoga or other movement-based practices? Can this slow-moving martial art help us find our natural self? And that's what we're going to talk about with Kabir, and how Tai Chi defines itself. So let's go ahead and call in our guest speaker. All right, I'm going to dial in the number now. Okay, here he is. All right. Hi, Kabir. Can you hear us? Let's see. Kabir, can you hear us on the other line? Kabir? We're having a hard time hearing Kabir. Kabir, can you hear us? Okay. Maybe we'll just call him in with our special call-in. Okay. Let's do that. Okay, we're going to call him in now.
Hello.
Hi, Kabir.
Yeah. I was on the other line.
Shaheen. Well, you're on the radio show. You're live now. And I just couldn't reach you in the other line, so we called you with this number. What is your number? The 707, right? For some reason, I can't reach you the other way. Okay, can you hear me from the other line, too? Maybe we could switch to that.
Oh, no. Well, I actually closed that line. I hung up on that other line, so I can answer this.
Okay. Were you using a phone the whole time anyways?
No, I was trying to connect on the website, and I had my headphones, and well, now it says it says it's connected, but
you want to try to hear me? Can you hear me?
Let me see one second. So I should
be able
to hear
you. Did
you
have to have like a lavalier connection?
I should be able to hear you on my desktop, I think, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Well, we can continue like this. It's just your voice seems pretty clear, so we can continue like this if you like.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Man, I was trying to set it up. Apologize for that.
That's fine. So this is Kabir, and I'm really excited to start the show with you. Well, you had mentioned to me how you're going to talk to us a little bit about why Tai Chi is gaining notoriety, how it's different from yoga and other movement-based practices. Can this slow-moving martial art help us find our natural self? And those are some of the elements that you said you would talk about. And so you said you're also going to teach us about how to integrate Tai Chi concepts into your life and what that means. And so can you tell us a little bit about what Tai Chi means to you and how you came to discover it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I found Tai Chi Chuan, through my martial arts practice. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. So actually, through my martial arts practice, I've had an interest in martial arts since I was a kid, and I actually found Tai Chi Chuan through my martial arts interest. So I think there's different avenues, there's different ways that people can come to Tai Chi Chuan, or from different maybe interests and goals that people can come to Tai Chi Chuan. It could be martial arts, it could be meditation, it could be a movement-based practice. It could be restoring health.
Yes.
And so for me, it was a martial arts practice that became a meditation practice. and then became a practice of awareness, and then into integration into like each moment of my waking life. Well, this is the goal. This is the goal for me now.
So it's become like a part of your life on an everyday basis where you live Tai Chi?
Yeah, it's more of like, you know, I was kind of thinking about this. For me, it's more of a practice of awareness and deep listening.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the key concepts of Tai Chi Chuan is listening, like deep listening, and a sustained awareness and energy to continue to listen. And it's like it's internal, it's an internal experience, and it's an external experience. It's like a steadiness, a sustained awareness and energy that I try to keep in interactions, whether it's friends, family, peers, you know, someone at the grocery store or something that affect. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, so it's kind of, so what you're saying is it plays itself out into many other parts of your life through just the way you are, the way you interact, the way
right.
you approach things, and the way things exist in front of you. And I feel like that's what I'm hearing from what you're saying.
Yeah. And interestingly, it's you know, Tai Chi Chuan has roots in martial arts. So what we practice in martial arts, it's actually Tai Chi is categorized as a soft martial art compared to hard martial art styles. And so that's why Tai Chi movements are slow. So what we're trying to cultivate is softness. Relaxation, like deep relaxation. And that's why it becomes a moving meditation. So what I was going to say about that is...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, so then when, if I try to integrate that into my life, I try to have face life with more of a soft approach as opposed to a hard, maybe aggressive approach.
So it's like when people think of the Tai Chi that you're talking about, less like a martial arts impactful, it's more like a soft meditative. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel like
and
you have a calm spirit to yourself.
Have a what?
Your voice feels like you have a calm spirit right now, at least yourself.
My voice right now, you think?
Yeah, you have like a calm spirit.
Well, I'm actually...
It comes across that way.
Yeah, well, thanks. I was rushing around to try to get stuff ready here, and so I'm a little bit worked up, and I was kind of bummed out because the technology wasn't working, and so I was a little bit nervous about how that was going to go. And So I'm a little... My blood is a little raised, I guess you could say. So what I need
to tell
me
about that as you were getting bummed out and you were going to be on a radio show, and you were kind of like approaching it, time was running out. How would Tai Chi and the practice that you have, how does that play itself out? How did it help you to accommodate that, to not flip out? What are some thoughts that go through your brain, and how did your practice integrate itself into that rush of the hour, the moment, being on time, control versus letting go, all that stuff? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah.
And like, tell us also one of the practices that you do in your hour of Tai Chi that you know has impacted you in these other parts of life, like for example, scheduling. You know?
Sure. Yeah. So the things that come to mind when you ask is smooth transition, preparation, and relaxation, and then in that, breathing. So like when I was trying to prepare, I kind of spent the morning sort of trying to prepare things and get my space set up, get the technology set up, and you know, have like a cup of tea and some water on the side and maybe some reference materials. So I think in planning and in scheduling, you know, there's huge preparation. A lot of times you want to like think of everything that you can because you want to feel comfortable. We want to feel comfortable. And so that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to be comfortable so that I could be ready. It didn't really work out the way that I wanted, which kind of always happens. So I'm talking to you on the phone, unfortunately. And that's not what I had envisioned. But I, you know, the practice that we go to is at least to sustain the breath, keep breathing. So as I was trying to prepare, and I was thinking, like, what if I can't connect? I found myself getting tense. I found myself holding my breath. And so these are some of the things in listening and in a practice of awareness that you kind of look for. You know, those are some red flags. Okay, if you're holding your breath, that's something, you know, to resolve. If you're tense, that's something to resolve. And this is what the movement practice is about. This is what, like, the form, this is what meditation and even the martial arts training is about. Your sustained, relaxed abdominal breathing, your relaxed meditative mind and calmness, you know, because things are never going to go the way that you envision, plan, or prepare for. So that's exactly kind of what happened to me. But that was my process. Yeah. So going back to your question, I think transition. I was trying to prepare everything so that I could have a smooth transition into the into what we had planned at 10:30, and I did what I could. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but I had my phone ready just in case, and you know, some other devices ready just in case. And I did the best. I did the best that I could. And a lot of times that's what it comes down to, you know, you do the best that you can and you keep moving forward and you keep working for a smooth transition. So when you're doing like movements in Tai Chi Chuan, there's different postures. One links to the other, but yet we're moving slowly and yet still trying to transition smoothly to the next posture. And in a way you sort of leave the previous posture behind, you know, whatever it is, whatever it was, that's what it was, and you're continuing to move forward and improve upon yourself, your breathing, your relaxation, your body as you move forward and continue.
That's great. That's wonderful. I like the way you're describing it. Really, it's very calming at the same time. Tell me. I would like to hear, I'd like to for you to teach me one, or teach me and everybody else listening one practice that we could do right now with you, whether it's a breath work that you do or a Tai Chi move or something that we can, something tangible and easy that we can all do. Is that something I can ask for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first thing that I like to do is just breathe with people. I think that's for me, one of the most important things. And if you can integrate anything into your life, if you could take anything away from even this, you know, talk, take breathing, a true breathing, into your life, into each moment, if you can. But it takes that awareness. So wherever you're sitting or standing right now, take a second to assess your posture. So for me, I'm standing. So what I'll do is, like, I'll feel my, if you're standing, I feel your feet connected to the ground. If you're sitting, feel your sitting bones connected to your chair. If you're not sitting up straight, try to sit up straight with your spine erect. If you're standing, also still stand up straight with your spine erect. one of the interesting things about Tai Chi posture is building this sense of the head suspended, where the shoulders are relaxed and the chin is a little bit tucked in, and you kind of have this energy of raising the top of the head in a way that you're going to, in a similar way that, as if you're trying to like touch the sky,
mm-hmm.
as if the sky is now like holding you, but yet you're still connected to the earth. So you're sort of, if you could think of yourself like hanging, and within this connection of like the sky and the earth, you're in alignment. You're in alignment, and
mm-hmm.
your joints are stacked. And so once you've established this posture, whether you're sitting or standing, you can now go into your breath. So let's do that. Mm-hmm. What I like to do first is just take a few deep breaths, and they're just deep breaths that where you just inhale, like kind of like a sigh. So you inhale, and three of those are good. So inhale again, like a sigh. Inhale again, like a sigh. Now you kind of want to get a sense of when you inhale, how that's affecting your body. So when you inhale, like we just did, like a sigh, your chest kind of expands. Now what we want to do is expand the abdomen. So when you inhale, we want to engage your abdominal muscles and sort of push out, but in a relaxed way. So when you inhale, you allow the abdomen to expand. And then you can just release it and let it go naturally. You can do that again. Inhale through the nose. Exhale, release it naturally. Trying to feel into the abdomen. Inhale, let the abdomen expand. And release that naturally. Okay. So eventually what we want to try to do is build a sense of awareness, not just in the abdomen, but even in the lower back, also on the sides, and even in the pelvic floor. So we use the term perineum in Tai Chi a lot, and some people refer to it as the pelvic floor, and there's also like chakras and gates, names of chakras and gates that are attached to this area as well. So when we inhale deeply, we want to feel these areas engaged and expanding. So if you can, feel the abdomen expand as you inhale, as well as the lower back, excuse me, and the pelvic floor. And then you can release naturally as you exhale. And so let's do five of these breath cycles. And eventually you're going to go at your own pace. And people that are listening are going to go at their own pace. You're going to try to inhale fully with all of these areas engaged. And then you're going to exhale naturally. All the while, you're still trying to sustain your posture. So the mind, in a way, is kind of split. The mind is in the abdomen and in the torso as much as you can to inhale. And then exhale, yet you're still conscious of the posture. So we're about at three, and now let's inhale again. And exhale naturally. And so when, remember we were talking about awareness, in terms of the breathing cycles here, you want to have also an awareness of the exhale and the transition between exhale and inhale. So after you, let's do again, inhale. And then exhale, release that naturally.
Mm.
Have this awareness of the transition between the exhale and then the inhale again. Try to get a sense of how long it takes for that inhale to come after the exhale. So progressing from this, we can start to count. So let's count as we inhale. Now let's inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we exhale naturally and count whatever that is. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the inhale comes again. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale again naturally, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Eventually, we want those numbers to increase. Does that make sense? So we're going inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you might be able to go 6, 7, 8, 9 until you inhale again. So for everyone, it's different. If you're sitting and you're meditating, you might be able to increase these numbers. If you're standing, if you're moving, the body will be a little bit more tense, so it'll be a little bit more difficult to relax. If you're laying in bed, it's a good way to fall asleep. As you try to increase the numbers, you start to relax, and the goal is to enter the theta state. So that's actually the goal, enter the theta state. From there, you can fall asleep. Or from there you can meditate, or from there you can practice the Tai Chi Chuan.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound?
Oh, it's wonderful. And I have two people waiting to ask you questions on the call, so let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay, any questions about the breathing you just did?
Yeah, we have Karen with us that I'm going to bring online right now. Let's call her in.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to call. And what are some questions people usually ask you in general, or what things come up usually for you while I go ahead and get that ready?
A lot of times it's technical stuff. Okay, how to do this, how to do that. When it comes to movements or postures, it's like, okay, why do we do this and why do we do that? Sometimes they ask about my training experience, kind of things. How can I be more relaxed, or how do I meditate right? That sort of thing.
So we're calling in Karen right now.
Okay.
Good day. You've reached the voicemail of Karen Glasser.
Oh.
I'm not available right now, so please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Should we leave a message?
No, we're going to call our next person with a question, and then we'll back to Karen. Let's see. So we have Olga. You can continue speaking to us, and when I connect, I'll let you know.
Oh, okay. What else? You know, actually, when I was thinking about the talk and preparing for the talk, the terms and the words, finding the natural self, I think it'd be appropriate to try to define those. I find myself trying to do that. So how do you define natural self, you know, and the idea of finding, I think there's a lot of people that say, well, you don't need it. You wouldn't need to find your natural self. Why would you need to sort of find your natural self if you are, you know, as you are? What is wrong with the person that you are? Or along that process of finding, what is that like, or what does that look like? And then if you take out the word natural, just finding yourself, what does just kind of finding yourself mean? And then the word natural implies, you know, or that's an adjective defining yourself, right? So the natural self, how is that different from the self that you are, or maybe the self that maybe you find yourself to be, or you want to be, or the person that you are in your shoes right now. So I think for each person, it's important to take those words and define what each of those mean to you. I mean, just Tai Chi for finding yourself is...
Sorry, Karen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. So we have, sorry, continue, please continue with that thought, and then Karen is waiting to ask you the question.
So I was just going to say, if you take out the word natural self, you know, finding yourself is already a pretty heavy goal. Finding your natural self, that's another component to that. And I think that's quite important. I think that's definitely a relevant topic, and it has to do with nature, which I think we can talk about at some point too. Which is interesting, I think, to talk about.
That could be a whole topic. Is that a whole topic that we can talk about on a more serious basis? For sure,
definitely.
Okay. Well, everybody stay tuned for that powerful topic that Javier just talked about, which is, I think it's really actually a powerful piece. And we might do a series of talks just to get more deeper into that for our fans and listeners. And maybe down the line in the next few weeks, do that. I think it's a great continuation. I like this topic and the conversation a lot. It started off kind of slow and it's like weaving in really well and taking off. So I love it. Karen, I love that you're here.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Let's see what is going on here.
If you're satisfied with the message.
Okay, there we go. So I'm about to call in Karen again.
Okay.
This is a funny day. I thought she said hello, and I heard her. Did you hear her say hello, or was I just having an illusion?
I don't think so. I don't know. No? Maybe you did.
But Karen, are you here? She said yes. 618. Okay, so we're going to call her again. Let's see if she picks up.
All right.
Hello?
Okay, there we are. Okay, great. Hi, Karen. You're on the radio.
Hi.
We're calling you directly.
Hi.
You didn't call us, so we called you.
Well, I kept trying to call in, but somehow it didn't work. So.
Well, we know where you are, so we found you.
That was great. So, Javier.
Go ahead.
Hi. I just had a few questions.
Okay.
It seems like I only did one Tai Chi class about, I don't know how many years ago, a few times. And it seemed to me it was a lot about, it's about balance and flow, right? Pretty much. I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, on deeper levels and so on. But one of the questions I had is that I do recall that I believe it came from China, right? And that in China, the elders, everybody really does Tai Chi practices, and that it's really good as we age for balance. I mean, when I'm talking about balance, I'm talking about, for falls and so on and so forth. And is it a practice that elders, let's say, you know, over 70, is that something that they can incorporate that, you know, I mean, there's the mindfulness aspect, but also for, is it something that they can take up that is doable?
So you're asking if someone in their 70s, if they can take up a Tai Chi practice?
Right. I mean, is it because I understand that it's really good for balance, and falls are the number one cause of death for people that are aging. Something
absolutely.
That, you know.
I would say absolutely yes, but with caution. And the reason that I say with caution is because the question is, are you introducing a foreign movement to a person who's 70 years old if they're not used to doing something to this effect, like, you know, a balancing practice? Then it might be too foreign for them. So I think the idea here, and I think the key words are stimulation. The body needs that stimulation in order to refine its center and balance. The question is how much stimulation. So it depends on age. So a person that's 30 years old can take far more stimulation. A longer maybe practice session than a person that's 70. So the key word there is stimulation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So it can be done, but it could be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with caution, definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's how you go about doing it. So even just having someone, you know, because my grandmother, she just passed away. She stopped walking. She didn't want to walk, and it was painful for her to walk. So if she doesn't want to stand up, and I want to introduce a balance practice to her, how do you do that? How does one do that?
Well,
mm-hmm.
I see. Okay,
in that case, well, could you introduce a sitting Tai Chi practice? I would say yes. If the person is able to stand and if they're walking, I'd say yeah. Go ahead and do a balancing exercise with them. Just exercise caution and watch their breathing, watch their energy level. You know, they start to fatigue and then stop the exercise. Right? And I'm just saying that because I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, you just want to exercise extreme caution, especially with someone that's 70 years old. I think I have worked with a couple of people that are in their 70s. But for the most part, like, let's say if they've been active since like 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, they can transition easily. Going back to the idea of smooth transition, they can smoothly transition into a Tai Chi / balancing practice. Yet if someone that has not been active and you want to ask them to get up out of their chair and do a practice, then it wouldn't be a smooth transition. It would be more of an abrupt change and introducing, you know, maybe a new concept to them. So just trying to exercise caution there to you, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yes, I would say yes. Go for it. I'm a believer, and I'm an optimist. So part of me says yes. My heart says yes, and then my mind says, okay, just exercise caution. You know.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to. I was thinking of introducing it to my 95 year young father, because he does have great balance, and
okay.
And I just thought it might be something that would help enhance, you know, because that's a big issue with the aging process is balance.
Sure.
And thank you.
Absolutely.
I'll see if I can.
Karen, if he is 95 and if he can stand and if he has good balance, then I would say, okay, Well, ask him to stand, hold his hand, stand in front of him, and ask him to sink his weight, bend his knees, and you can do that with him.
I'm sorry,
sink your
are
weight,
you there?
Bend your... Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, I'm here.
Hi. Oh, there was a lapse.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, so what I was gonna say is, if he stands well, and if he already has good balance, what I envision is you standing in front of him, holding his hand, and what we call sinking the weight, bending the knees to sink the weight as one exercise. Maybe up to like 10 or 20, and just monitor him. And then once you sink the weight and he's comfortable with that, shift the weight from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
And just monitor the breathing and just the movement of shifting from side to side is a balance practice and allows him to kind of go into his feeling of center, is what we call central equilibrium. And so I would think that would be a great exercise for someone that age and someone that can stand and has balance.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I had another question with regard to the breathing. You said that you want to build up to the number of seconds. I mean, what is an ideal in a practice? What would you want to, what would be the attainable idea of, ten breaths, or, I mean, how many have you got in your practice?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Don't
by the way,
like
we have about 10 seconds left for questions because we need to move on to the next bunch. It's
okay.
We're doing pretty good. I love the question.
Yeah, this is really good. Just real quickly. Don't breathe like a dog. Breathe like a turtle.
Ooh.
Okay. Slow.
Right? So, so if you want numbers, 8 is a good place to start. So the inhalation, exhalation, 8 and 8 as a breath cycle, I think that's a good place to start. In my practice, we're trying to reach for like 14 to 16 in our meditation. Yeah. So,
well, thank you, Javier. That's very, very instructive.
Thank you, Karen. You're
Thanks
amazing.
Going.
Thank you.
So now in the next 90 seconds, which is the completion of our show, this has been an amazing, amazing connection, Javier. Thank you very much. We have Jacqueline on the line, and she actually has a question, which I think is going to be the leading talk and meditation for our next show with you. Jacqueline, are you with us?
Yes, I called. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we have
Hello.
50 seconds.
Yeah.
We have 50
seconds. Yes, hi. Javier, a very beautiful talk. Thank you very much. One of my questions that I have, and I think a lot of spiritualists who are in the industry as far as healing and doing, any type of psychic work, like myself, would really need. Can we use Tai Chi to do a lot of grounding and balancing in that sense, but more so in the grounding essence so that we're not always so very flowy and we're more connected to our bodies? Is that something that Tai Chi can work and help us do? And if you do, please give us some techniques because I need it.
That's awesome.
So...
I'm going to answer that question for a second because we only have 30 seconds.
Sure,
we will have a radio show just on that with Javier. And right now I'm about to complete the show because our seconds are ending. So we will do that next. Have an amazing time and join us on the next radio show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.